Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Tony.
Well, I didn't have you scheduled to come on the program, but when I get in this morning and I look at the front page top fold story in this morning's Wall Street Journal, it's titled Portugal Pleads for Rescue, Bailout Request Europe's Third Will Test the Eurozone. We've been talking about this for almost a year, haven't we, Pat?
Yes, there's a number of countries in Europe, Greece, Italy, Ireland, Portugal, and Spain, that are on the euro that have significant structural financing problems with their government, and they're each taking their turn in the limelight for their financial problems. Several of them, including Portugal, have had their credit ratings knocked down in the last month.
As we've talked many times here on the program, Pat, you've told me that not only was this expected, but this is causing stresses and strains over in Europe. There are other countries that this could happen to, too. And I was wondering, how many bailouts can Europe afford to give countries?
Well, there's Germany is the underpinning of the bailout. That's the strongest economy in the Eurozone right now. And as long as they're willing to continue to subsidize the bailouts of other countries, that can keep going on, but it's not something I expect to last forever.
No.
But one thing to keep in mind, by the way, as bad as the finances are in these European countries, they're even worse in the United States as a percentage of GDP and other measurements.
Well, before we talk about how this could affect the United States, are there other countries that are in trouble in Europe?
Hungary is definitely in bad shape. They're in the process of, or the government is, of seizing private retirement accounts in order to help patch up their finances. This is a step that the U.S. government has been holding hearings on to eventually implement. So look at what Argentina has already done that step. Hungary's in the process of implementing it, and I wouldn't be surprised to see the U.S. government seize private retirement accounts in the next few years.
Okay, be more specific about that. What does that mean, seizing private retirement accounts?
That may have been too strong a way to put it. The plan is to require private retirement accounts to hold U.S. government debt instead of the assets that they now have. So the plan would call for the assets now in private retirement accounts to be turned over to the U.S. government, and they would replace them with U.S. government bonds. The plan right now calls for them to pay 3% interest index for inflation.
Where do we stand on those hearings as we speak here in the United States?
The development of those plans moved the fastest when the Democrats had control of both chambers of Congress and a Democratic president. Now that the Republicans have control of the House of Representatives, nothing has happened so far this year. But the amount of assets potentially available to the U.S. government is so large that I don't think they can keep their hands off it forever.
Well, Pat, I would imagine people would be in an uproar if they knew about this possibility.
They would if you did it all in one chunk. The plan laid out is to adopt this in a series of steps where there's less opposition to each step. The one step discussed in hearings last September was to begin by requiring retirees to be offered the possibility of an annuity when they retire and making it voluntary. Another part of the step would be to require new employees newly qualified or getting a job that are not covered by a retirement plan to fork over, and most numbers say 2% of their income, into a mandatory IRA. None of this sounds too threatening in that little piece, but those are just small steps on the road to the eventual U.S. government taking assets of private retirement accounts.
All right, Pat, with Congress staring at a possible government shutdown, we talk about debt quite a bit on here. The Republicans and the Democrats are battling it out to see whose cuts are going to take precedence here. Well, how do you foresee this shaking out? Do you think what we have now is what we're going to get, or you think the Democrats are going to have to give up a little bit more?
Unfortunately, I don't think it really matters because both programs, if implemented, are not going to do the job. The president's 2012 budget projects expenditures by the federal government at 23% of GDP and revenues of only 18 to 19% of GDP, although most people agree that the revenue projections are ridiculously optimistic. When you're running budgets at that high a percentage of GDP, it's just not sustainable. So even if the larger cuts are adopted, it's not going to be enough to save the economy. Even the Congressional Budget Office is warning that the financial plans they're talking about in Congress are not going to be enough to avoid bankruptcy of the United States government.
If we were to go bankrupt, when could that happen? How soon?
Could happen within a few years. Technically, the U.S. government is already bankrupt, according to David Walker, who used to be Comptroller General of the United States. But these kind of things tend to take a while before the public realizes it.
It's never been done here before in the United States, but Pat, is it possible to tackle this in a 3 to 5 year period, or is it going to take longer than that, as I've read some places where it could take 10 to 20 years?
There are some people who are optimistic that it could be possible to straighten out the finances of the U.S. government. I'm not that hopeful that it's possible to do that anymore, no matter how you try to get there.
Why?
There's a good chance we're past the point of no return. The value of the U.S. dollar has been falling. Yesterday, it closed in the United States at a new low in the last 15 months. And with the Federal Reserve now buying 70% of all U.S. Treasury debt issues, because there is a shrinking supply of other buyers, you're just having the U.S. government finance its own budget deficits. That can't go on forever.
All right, Pat. As always, we appreciate your time on the program. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.